They were trapped underwater. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Search crews recovered two bodies yesterday of the six workers who fell victim to the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore said the task amid tragedy is simple.
We need to bring a sense of closure and comfort to the families.
Not long after divers went in the water Wednesday, State Police Commandant Roland Butler said fears became real when a red pickup truck was found.
Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Four other victims, searchers believe, are encased in the concrete rubble underwater, not safe for divers to reach those bodies. So now this moves to a salvage operation to clear debris from the water. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois leaves four people dead and seven injured. Police say they have a 22-year-old man in custody, but no idea of the motive. Joe Lieberman, a former Democratic senator who was liked by people in both parties, died yesterday at 82.
Lieberman entered the Senate in 1989. Lieberman ran as Al Gore's vice presidential candidate during the disputed election of 2000. Lieberman was Jewish and was just on Fox recently. He spoke out against the comments about Israel by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. But despite being Gore's running mate in 2000, he fell out of favor with Democrats.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Lieberman later won re-election to the Senate as an independent. His family says he died from complications of a fall. A U.S. Army helicopter crashed last night in Colorado. Officials at Fort Carson say that the AH-64 Apache with the 4th Infantry Division crashed during routine training. Unfortunately, the crew escaped with minor victories. Dow futures up 7 points at this hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Joe Biden's campaign is holding a star-studded fundraiser tonight at an iconic New York City theater.
Actress Mindy Kaling is hosting the program, and Stephen Colbert will moderate an armchair conversation with President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton at Radio City Music Hall. Performances are planned for musical guests including Lizzo, Queen Latifah, Ben Platt, and more. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is also set to participate. Organizers say the event is expected to raise at least $10 million, and it could be the most lucrative to date for the president's reelection campaign. Donors who fork over enough cash can have their portrait taken with the three presidents by world-renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Alabama sets May 30th as the execution date for 50-year-old Jamie Mills, convicted of murdering a couple during a 2004 robbery. The UN says 1 billion meals worth of food go uneaten every day.
Almost a fifth of the food the world produces gets thrown away, even though 783 million people face chronic hunger. This from the UN Environment Programme's Food Waste Report. It tells us each person throws out about 174 pounds of food each year. In richer countries, there is greater waste, but poorer households are almost as bad. It's thought inadequate refrigeration may be one of the reasons for that. Some countries have cut food waste in recent years, the UK by about 18%, Japan by nearly a third. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Illinois Supreme Court agrees to hear an appeal of actor Jussie Smollett's conviction for staging a racist and homophobic attack against himself and then lying to police. And no winner in last night's Powerball jackpot, so it climbs to at least $935 million. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.